Phoenix FM.
Pubs and restaurants in the central belt of Scotland have to shut from Friday and will only serve takeaways to try to reduce coronavirus cases. Those rules are even tighter than the new restrictions for the rest of the country, which cover reduced hours for the sale of food and drink. They'll last in Scotland for 16 days. Two suspected members of the Islamic State terror cell, nicknamed the Beatles from West London, are going on trial in the USA. The pair were detained in 2018 and have been held in Iraq. They're accused of beheading hostages from the UK, America, Japan and Syria. They're due in court later. Here's FBI Director Chris Wray.
The FBI and our partners, both here and overseas, will continue to relentlessly pursue these terrorists and anyone who chooses to support terrorist organizations like ISIS, no matter where they are and no matter how long it takes.
The current two-week travel quarantine period could be cut. The government set up a task force to look into other ways of making travelling easier, including the practicalities of testing at airports. Almost 900 jobs could go across three airports. Most of the roles at risk are at Manchester Airport, followed by London, Stansted and East Midlands. Security officers, engineers and car park attendants are among the positions affected. Scotland will face Israel in tomorrow's Euro 2020 playoff without three players after a positive coronavirus test for midfielder Stuart Armstrong. Kieran Tierney and Ryan Christie also have to miss the game. They must self-isolate as close contacts. Captain Andrew Robertson says it's challenging to deal with.
It's tough. I suppose our responsibilities is now to look at the people that, you know, we have available for tomorrow and get our, you know, focus on the game. That's, you know, we can't control, unfortunately, the three lads having it.
And Fox's Biscuits has been sold to the owners of Nutella and chocolate giant Ferrero in a deal worth £246 million. It's got factories in West Yorkshire and Lancashire. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath I must get out to the end.
An oath I must to get out to the end. Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and this is my show World Wide Web every Wednesday 6 till 7pm here on Phoenix 98 FM with my co-host as usual, as every single Wednesday, is my dad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
Thank you to Ian Lee for his previous drive time show previously. That makes more sense. But yes, our first story this week is about world leaders promising to protect planet Earth. Now, for people who might be living under a rock, planet Earth is where we live. Planet Earth.
Is it?
Really?
Not always for you. You kind of disappear off into some world of your own sometimes.
That's mean. So do you, then. But, so on the 28th of September, world leaders from 64 countries signed a pledge called the Leaders' Pledge for Nature. The 10-point document is a promise to reverse biodiversity loss by 2030. Biodiversity means the variety of plants and animals living in a particular habitat. So, it's quite good that they're now actually going to do something about like the nature and things like that, which is good that they've now signed a pledge, and 64 countries. I don't know how many countries there are in the world. Do
you? More than 64.
I gathered that.
Well, it would
otherwise
be
it would have said
to
all
know
countries.
Who the 64 are, and if there's any big countries that have not signed up.
Ooh.
Name and shame. Because it's hugely important. This is a very important topic.
Yes.
And one that is really, really good that 64 countries have identified as being necessary.
Yes.
But it can only make a difference if, firstly, those 64 stick to it, obviously, and it's a proper commitment. Also, if those 64 are big countries, obviously, like the UK, America, China, Russia, whoever else. But also if, so let's use China as a nasty example. If China aren't one of the 64, well, that could be a game changer. Go on, now tell us who.
So a few of the countries that have signed the pledge are Canada, France, Germany, New Zealand and the UK. So didn't say anything about the US or China, as you were just saying.
Shame on them.
But that's only a few of them.
That's only a few.
But yeah, that's only six.
A few.
Five. Well, yes. So why is this pledge needed? So in May 2019, a report by scientists brought together by 130 governments warned that biodiversity is deteriorating.
That's it.
Deteriorating.
Close enough.
More rapidly than ever before. From rainforest to coral reefs, the natural world is under threat. In January this year, biodiversity loss was named the third biggest risk to the world. For example, over the last 100 years, the number of tigers have fallen by 97% and more than 40% of amphibians. are at risk of extinction. In the UK, wild bird populations have experienced big declines since 1970. So that just kind of shows why they do need to have this pledge and what it's for. Not just to say, oh, okay, we're just going to look after the country, we're just going to look after all the nature, because even those statistics, the number of tigers have fallen by 97%.
Yeah,
that's high, and 40% of amphibians are at risk of extinction. That's 10% off of 50% of half of the amphibians. So, which leaders, I've kind of already touched on this, but which leaders signed up to the pledge? So, as I said, the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, New Zealand and the UK are among those who have signed to the pledge at a virtual event in New York, US. I'm guessing if it was in New York that the US have probably signed up to it as well.
You'd hope so. Yeah.
Because if they're doing the virtual event and they haven't signed up, it's just a bit like, oh. But yes, this was followed by a conference on biodiversity hosted by the United Nations, the UN. Formed in 1945, the UN is an organisation representing 193 states. It was set up to tackle problems that face humanity involving environmental issues. Some countries, including Brazil, China, India and the US, did not sign up to the pledge, even though they are members of the UN. That's a bit odd. If the US were hosting the virtual event thing in New York and haven't signed up...
That's strange.
That just doesn't sound right.
No. But then, you know, it's the presidents, isn't it? It's the presidents who have to sign the pledge.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, as we all know, is not a big fan or not a big believer in the fact that there's ever any such thing as climate change. So we know where his thoughts are.
Speak. So what does the pledge say? So leaders of 64 countries have promised to work together to put nature on a path to recovery by 2030. The first of the 10 pledges is to put nature and the environment at the heart of rebuilding society after the coronavirus pandemic. Other pledges include countries working together to address problems such as plastic in the oceans, pollution and deforestation. The leaders have agreed to involve all of society, including businesses and local communities, and to use evidence based on science to make new laws. So that's basically what the pledge says. Obviously, after the coronavirus pandemic, they're not going to put this before the coronavirus pandemic.
No,
they kind of need to. That's a little bit more important.
Well, yeah, it's short-term important, yeah. Yeah, but this the coronavirus pandemic is a good catalyst. As we've said a number of times on the show, different stories over different weeks, how some animals have gone back to certain places. You know, there's a bit, I think, was it last week we said about whales going back into a certain...
Dolphins
going into a certain sea that they've not been seen in for a long time.
Exactly.
So this is a good catalyst for that. But, and you know, without sounding too evangelical about it, you know, extinction, unless you're a firm believer in the fact that Jurassic Park is real, which
it
obviously
is.
It's not.
Dinosaurs.
Extinction is for good. Once species are extinct, you know, they're not coming back.
No.
So it's important.
No. So what is happening in the UK? So the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson promised protection for more of the UK's countryside to help nature recover by 2030. Currently, about 26% of the UK land, including 15 national parks, is protected. Johnson wants to raise this to 30% in England. Some charities and organisations say that his promise in the past has not always turned into actions and new laws. So, at least everyone's kind of got this, it will be done by 2030.
Well, didn't the wording say it was going to be on a path to start or something, start making a difference by 2030. So, you know, this is going to take a lot more than 10 years to change for good.
Yes.
But if we can get things moving in the right direction, then absolutely fantastic.
Yes, exactly. So this is just a kind of, it kind of links it. But in Germany, I'm learning about this in geography. In Germany, there is a sustainable city called Freiburg, and they want to be completely solar panelled by 2050, I think. Well, that's when they think it's going to happen, but they would much rather it be 2013. So that's just that some countries and places in countries are doing it and have done it. But the good thing about Freiburg is when they all started it, they asked the people who lived there what they wanted to see. But not only the people, like the adults, they also asked the children as well what they wanted to see in their... Because it's their living environment. It's where they're going to be growing up.
Exactly, particularly if they're looking as far ahead as 2050.
Exactly.
You know, those children are going to be adults by then.
Yeah, and have families of their own where they would like to raise maybe their own children if everything was how they would like to see it in the future.
Yeah. And exactly. One of the interesting points that you made from the article there was about deforestation and how... Companies at the moment are saying, oh, it's all sustainable because every time we cut down a tree, we plant six more. That's great. But these trees that they're cutting down take hundreds, if not thousands of years to grow.
Exactly.
So those six trees, which are like 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
That's not going to make any difference for hundreds of years.
Exactly.
So stop cutting trees down.
Yes. People. Stop deforestation.
Yeah.
Next song this week, kind of our first song, if you think of it, is Domino. By Jesse J.
I'm feeling sexy and free. We'll be right back.
Domino by Jessie J. It always makes me want to have a Domino's. It does.
You always want a pizza.
No, I always want a McDonald's.
Or a Chinese.
Or a Chinese. Or an Indian.
Or a sausage dog.
That I want more than anything. I really, really want a sausage dog, if you can't tell. But now, on World Wide Web, it's time for our Around the World update. That's right, three stories every week, just from around the world.
What have we got? Where are we starting?
So, this week we are starting in Japan. So, you might recall that I did talk about this a couple of weeks ago, I think. It's a giant robot, and it's been tested successfully. So, the footage of a giant robot, which is more than 18 metres tall and weighs 25 tonnes, has been shared online. The Gundam robot is based on the character of a Japanese anime series called Mobile Suit Gundam. It is due to be unveiled on the 1st of October. So it's been unveiled.
Already. We missed it.
Oh. I wanted to go there and have a look.
It looks like a transformer, doesn't it?
Yeah. In Yokohama. Oh, it kind of sounds like a place in the US. Oklahoma. No, it doesn't. In Japan. The opening has been postponed because of the coronavirus, so fans instead saw an online preview of the robot in action as it knelt down. It does just look like a massive transformer, though. It's huge. And yes. I remember talking about it because I remember us trying to find a building which was 18 metres tall to compare it against. But where are we off to next? Where are we flying to now?
We're off to Spain.
Ooh.
We're off to Spain. We're off to the northwest point of Spain. Kind of the quiff that kind of hovers out, sticks out over the top of Portugal. So Galicia, to be exact, where a pool of orca whales have been, I think, probably playing with boats off of the coast of Spain. But unfortunately, they're a bit big to be too playful, and they've been breaking boats. So they've been damaging rudders and hulls and all sorts of things. And so the Spanish government has, obviously the Spanish government can't ban orcas, but when I read this for the first time, I was thinking, well, they can't tell orcas not to do that. They're whales.
Just don't do that. Yeah. Easy.
So no, what they've done is they've banned small yachts from sailing into the area as a way to try and, well, probably protect the yachts and obviously the orcas, because the orcas could hurt themselves while they're doing it. But it's in the Bay of Biscay, so they're trying to kind of keep things apart.
Yes.
But the marine biologists think that these are probably immature teenage whales, just having a bit of fun.
Just having a little bit of fun, just playing around.
Yeah.
And finally, we are off to Finland, where dogs with a nose for COVID-19. Dogs are being trained to see if they can be used to detect COVID-19. Passengers wipe their skin on a cloth and place it in a beaker. This is put next to a beaker with other smells. The dog sniffs them and indicates which one shows COVID-19 by yelping, pawing, or lying down. The test takes 1 minute, and so far the sniffer dogs are nearly 100% accurate. I bet you it's like on soaps, where it's like 99.9%.
I can't guarantee.
No. 99.999999999. That's precise.
That's good though, isn't it? Dogs.
Yes.
How clever are dogs?
Yes. They are quite clever, that they can sense your emotions. That if you're sad, they will know. And if you're happy, they'll know. If you're angry, they'll know. They can sense your emotions. I'm pretty sure cats can do the same as well. So, animals are very clever. Around the World stories recently have been very animal-like, haven't they?
They have, which is good. Yeah. It's nice. Everyone likes an animal story.
I don't know why. I'm not just randomly picking them, going, that's animal, that's animal, that's animal. They're the only ones I'm going to talk about. But, yes. Next song. Let's go.
All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. Is your lover playing on your side? Said he loves you, but he ain't got time. Here's the answer, come and get it at a knockdown price. Hey! Full of honey, just to make him sweet. So ballin', just to help him see what he's been missing. So come and get it while you still got time. Hey! Get your boy on his knees and repeat after me, say, take a sip on my secret potion. I'll make you fall in love.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. Under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on, all those things.
shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance with me. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance, dance. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on, rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. You've been so phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop. Lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel the good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. So keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. Yeah. So keep dancing. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I can't stop the. I can't stop the feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. Ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing.
That was Black Magic by Little Mix and Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
There's got to be people dancing around their kitchens all
I
over
I love
there.
That song. It's all a dance song.
Such a happy song.
Just dance. Just dance. That's another song as well. I don't think it's called that, is it?
I don't know.
You don't even know what song I'm thinking about. Well, anyway, next up here on Phoenix 98 FM... World Wide Web with me, Ella Webb, is this week's food talk. As I say every week, this can either change from a food talk or a food debate where we basically just talk about food. It's the food time in my show. So if you have any food talk or food debate ideas, you are more than welcome to message us in on WhatsApp at 07783 627726 if you have any food talk or debate ideas which you haven't yet heard on our show. I don't mind what they are, really. I don't mind if they're food talk or debate. If you've got a funny food talk, preferably funny. Sometimes they're not good to be funny because they're just laugh.
Yeah, we'll make it funny.
Yeah, we'll make it funny. Just a story, whether maybe you have something which you found in your cupboard, which is like millions of years out of date. Or maybe not, that's a bit exaggerating, but you know what I mean. Just something which is interesting.
Yeah, yes. Give us some ideas.
Yes, so this week's food talk is very expensive ice. Ice is water frozen.
Yeah.
How can this be expensive? So, a cup of ice has sold for almost £9,000.
How much?
£6,000.
This is like,
I just said that.
This is the Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it? Who's going to be gullible enough to go and buy £9,000 worth of ice?
The ice was put up for sale by Sonic, a fast food chain in the US. Sonic claims that its ice is special and unlike anyone else's.
Yeah, of course it is.
Customers can order it in any drink or get a cup filled with just the ice. It allows people who don't live near one of its restaurants to try some. Sonic decided to put one cup of their ice for sale online, where it sold for around £8,800.
Hang on. So it was online.
Yes.
So somebody had to order
online auction.
And then what? Did they post it to them?
The money is going to go to the charity that supports schools in the US. I understand the money, or at least it goes to a charity. But why almost £9,000 for just a cup of ice?
I want to know who bought that cup of ice for £9,000.
It's probably just ice. Like, how is there a special ingredient in it? Or is it like one of the ice which in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? What is that, an ice cream that never melts? Is it just like that ice that never melts? That's how they managed to get it to them. But it still tastes... Hang on. No, because ice is meant to melt in your drink to make it cold. So that means it must have to melt. So how on earth have they managed to get it there? Because they did this, as I said, it allows people who don't live near one to try some. Okay, but how are you going to get it to them?
Yeah, this is it. This is exactly my question. Yeah, and then, I mean, it's ice, so what do you do with it? You put it in a drink? And
it melts.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yes, it's a bit interesting, but as I said, we make any story funny. We make a very expensive ice story funny. Why, though?
That's an expensive drink, though, isn't it, if you put
exactly
that ice in it?
Just say, I'm just going to put some of my £9,000 ice in my coffee. Don't mind what I'm doing. Just put in some of my £9,000 ice in my drink.
Yeah, decadent.
Why would you want to have it, though? It just melts. How was I meant to get it to them? It's just like having a bit of water and going, here you go, here's £9,000 for this bit of melted water, which I'm going to freeze, and apparently it's going to be magical.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very, 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 very interesting. So, I just wanted to say to the person who actually went and bought this ice water thing, dear darling, what on earth are you doing?
Dear darling, please excuse my writing. I can stop my hands from shaking, 'cause I'm cold and I don't tonight. Sweet.
you like the link I did there between that song and what I said?
Clever.
I know, I am clever if you didn't know that.
It's not just an accident, is it?
No. 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 But next up, we have this week's two little stories. Our first one is The Man Who Rates Benches.
Sorry, he what? Sorry?
The Man Who Rates Benches.
He rates benches.
Yeah. Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
Easy.
Of course he does.
Sam Wilmot is a man on a mission to rate benches across the UK. He uploads photos of himself on his Instagram page called Rate This Bench with marks out of 10 and reviews of the experience. Wilmot, who is from Bristol, England, started rating benches last year when he was at the university in Wales. He said it was a joke at first, but quickly became quite in-depth. With strict rating rules. The best one tends to be some history to... The best one tends to have some history to them, as well as comfort and good views. However, no bench has yet received the perfect 10. Oh.
Wow.
But does he really not have anything else to do in his spare time?
I was kind of thinking that.
Just going to go around. Oh,
yeah.
I'm a bit bored. I'm just going to go around just and sit on benches and rate them.
Sit on another bench.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
And
he should come. If his views is after views and comfort and just setting and everything, he should come to our cricket ground. Just
well,
saying.
Yes. And our second one is old TV is a nuisance. Every morning at 7 a.m, an entire village in Wales had been losing internet access and no one could work out why. Engineers puzzled over the mystery for a year and a half until they finally got to the bottom of it. The fault lies in one of the residents' old television sets. When it's turned on, it emits an electrical signal that interferes with the local broadband network. The resident had no idea that his TV was causing such a problem and promised never to turn it on again.
I saw that and I thought
why
that's
don't
fantastic.
You just get rid of it?
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise he can't watch TV. I promise I'm never going to turn it on again. So what are you going to do? You're never going to be able to watch TV again.
How would you cope?
I don't watch TV that much, actually. Thank you very
no,
much.
No, to be fair, you don't.
Exactly.
No, not normal TV.
I watch Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched that in ages, actually. I've been doing schoolwork. Priorities.
Yes, very good.
Thank you. That was me clapping. You should have been clapping there, but...
You'll anyway. Probably find their TV actually was so old. It's one of those that you actually have to stand up and walk over and press a button and change the channel.
Ooh.
That's an alien concept to you, isn't it? Just, where's the remote control, bang?
Hey! Rude as well. You're being a bit rude today.
Sorry.
But how... It would be a bit embarrassing that once the engineers found out who it would be. You wouldn't really want to be like, oh, it was me, guys. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry about your TVs.
Oops.
Sorry about the internet connection. It was my TV all along. Sorry. It would just be a bit weird, just that everyone would be like, why is my TV... Why is my internet connection keep going off? Because there's one guy. One TV.
Well, let's hope somebody's bought him a new TV. The whole
Hopefully.
Village. The whole village
no,
together.
No, because it's not... Oh, I thought you were about to say the whole village TV. And I was like, no, it's not their TVs.
No.
It's the internet connection. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just when he turned his TV on.
Everyone chip in a couple of pounds and buy him a new TV.
Yeah, because then you won't have the problem. Unless it's another old TV. Then you might have the problem.
Another problem.
Once again. But... Next songs, double songs this week. First one is Lush Life by Zara Larsson, and second one is X's and O's by L. King.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn. But I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. It was a
kept saying I'ma stay in touch, but that thing went bust, so I gave it up. Ooh, no tricks, no bluff, I'm just better off without them cuffs. Yeah, the sun won't set on us.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Lush Life by Zara Larsson and X's and O's by L. King here on Phoenix 98 FM. You're back tomorrow, aren't you?
I am back again. Yeah, 6 to 8 on 98 Not Out. Yes. Great show we've got lined up tomorrow.
Yes. But that is all from me this week. I'll be back next week with more from The Week Junior. I hope you have a nice evening. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and The Orient Hour. Have a nice evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Now I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. It's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
Nothing to lose. What happened?